Snatch back. How God snatched me out of the hands of the enemy. Written by Ruby Hayes. Narrated by Robin Green. Chapter 1. A Blaze. I remember years ago as a child, I had a dream. I was standing on my bed, looking out of my bedroom window. The sky appeared gray and somber. I saw a young man with dark hair looking up, staring at me from the sidewalk. Then, quick, lightning flashed, striking him, leaving a small pile of charcoal-colored ashes on the sidewalk where he once stood. I awoke. I was surrounded by plastic drapes and hospital monitoring equipment. The air around me smelled like of chicken soup and chemicals. They later told me it had been 5 months that I'd been in a coma. I was wrapped in layers of white bandages. Third-degree burns covered almost 80% of my body. My journey was just beginning. The doctors painted a grim future for me. They told my mom that your daughter will never walk again. I had lost my hearing in my right ear, supposedly from the blast. I had amnesia. The doctors told my mom not to worry. I did not remember anything. True, I forgot just about everything, but that horrible night of the fire, I remembered vividly. But I kept that knowledge to myself. My right hand was so severely burned, the doctors told my mom that they wanted to amputate. They asked for her permission, but my mom told them no. Little did my mom know the greatest significance and plans God had and what he would use these hands for. I was 4 years old when my life tragically changed forever. We had just moved to New Jersey, as my mom said, to get away from the violence in the city. We moved from the Bronx, New York. Back in the Bronx, my family had a candy store in the building we lived in. We lived on Kelly Street. We lived up in the penthouse since my father did maintenance in the whole building. Our store was robbed on a regular schedule by the same men. One time we were robbed, one of the men took my sister Julie in the back room. She came out later, crying and bleeding. The man had cut her arm with a knife. One time, my father's station wagon's windows were spray-painted black. Around that time, my younger sister Lisa was sick with spinal bifida. So much was happening at that time. My mom decided that we should move out of the Bronx. My mom mentioned that they drove until they decided to stop and replanted the family in South Jersey. So we had moved to Manchester, New Jersey, for a better, quiet life. Now we were settled into our new home. This was in 1970, around December, that something seemed wrong. My mom recounted to me years later that she was in the kitchen and saw out the kitchen window a vision. In this vision, she saw a house on fire. She saw that it was her home. Soon after, she was putting cheese toast in the oven. My sister Julie loved cheese toast. My mom remembered Julie coming into the kitchen just as she was putting the toast in the oven. Julie said, "Now, Mommy, don't burn the cheese toast. I don't like it burnt." My mom was taken back with what Julie said and looked at her. She said she saw death on Julie and knew that she was going to die. My mom was so upset that she told God to take it away. She did not want to see into the spirit realm. It was too much for her to handle. My mom had 6 children. Julie was the 2nd to the oldest. The oldest was Bill. I came right after Julie, then my sister Lisa, then another sister, Gwen, then my brother Robert. Sometime after Mom mentioned that she would sometimes smell what seemed to be gas fumes throughout the house. Most of my mom's family were from England.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?